This past weekend, a Juno Preparedness Expo gave the public a range of information on how to cope in an emergency. One lecture more relevant than ever was on mudslides and landslides just weeks after Sitka's deadly disaster. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Let me give you just the ingredients that go in the landslide.
Joel Curtis from the National Weather Service is telling a small but captive audience about the mechanics of a slide. He's witnessed the damage firsthand. A couple of weeks ago, he was on an ordinary business trip in Sitka, where he had been helping out with a diesel spill.
And I get another message, because your police come to the fire hall immediately. And one of the things that we talked about in the forecast the day before was some heavy rain and combined with some wind.
Curtis rushed to the fire station. And that's when they told him,
Joel, we need you as the incident meteorologist on this. We just had a terrible mudslide and three people are missing.
An intensive search uncovered the bodies of brothers Elmer and Ulysses Diaz, who had been painting a house in the area. It took longer to find the third person, building inspector William Stortz. For Curtis, that really hit home.
Knowing that this much beloved individual was missing was really, really tough. And at the same time, you sort of have to set that aside and go to work and do the things that you do to contribute to the recovery operation.
Curtis helped with monitoring the weather, and Stortz's body was located before more rain fell. Curtis says there are some differences between the conditions in Sitka and Juneau. For instance, Sitka gets the brunt of oceanic weather. Juneau has taller mountains to the east. But could the same thing happen here?
November 15th, 1929, Gaston Avenue destroyed a home. October 16th.
Tom Matisse is the city's emergency coordinator. He says an incident could happen. It already has. One of the city's most destructive slides occurred in 1936, covering South Franklin Street and killing 15.
Debris flow that struck a residential area, causing numerous injuries and deaths.
Although there's little anyone can do to prevent it, Matisse says there are steps people can take to protect themselves, like have an evacuation route.
There's a reason that Juneau has designated hazard zones so the public can be aware of them and they can plan accordingly. If you live in an area that's a mass wasting zone, an avalanche zone, a mudslide zone, on days with high winds, on days with high precip, it's a good time to go somewhere else.
Joel Curtis agrees. He says since Southeast is a temperate rainforest, landslides are inevitable.
They're hazards and they're big and they're natural and there's a lot of force in them. And I think being prepared is the answer.
Curtis says for him, that's having an emergency bag and being able to evacuate with his dog and cat. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.